you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What's up, Patriots Talk podcast listeners? This is an announcement prior to the pod you're about to hear. Phil Perry and I got ourselves in a conference room to discuss the Patriots top 50. A lot of this was done on video, but we gave you the raw audio here as well so you can listen to it. So it might seem a little disjointed when we're referring to things that we're looking at, and we apologize for that. Catch this on YouTube if you want to see how it all broke down. So here comes the raw audio from that pod. Hopefully you can follow along. I'm sure you can. You guys are sharp. So here it is. Inside the Patriots top 50 under Bill Belichick. Why are we even doing this? In the summer of 2015, I was thirsty for content. That's the way the summer is in the NFL. So, what to come up with? A list. Yeah. By that point, the Patriots were 16 years into the Bill Belichick, Tom Brady era. They had won 4 Super Bowls. They'd been to 6. And man, there were legends everywhere. I mean, you couldn't swing a stick without hitting some kind of guy who had a major impact on the Patriots dynasty. Well, I decided to make a list. This is the top 50 of the Bill Belichick era from 2015. It was my masterpiece in many ways. But standing alongside me today is the Senator Phil Perry, who just a couple of weeks ago said, hey, that list is pretty dated. Didn't you say that?
It's old.
A lot's happened, says Phil. He looks at some of these guys and says, we need to address some things.
A lot of things to address, honestly.
So that's what we're going to do this summer. But before we get into the meat of the new list, Phil, we have to go through this list and see the guys who are on it who might need to go higher. That's before we even get to the guys from the Super Bowls won in 2016, the one attended in 2017, the other one that they won in 2018. Where, for instance, does Jakob Johnson go? We're going to answer those questions over the next few weeks. But today it's all about diagnosis. Where are our problems on this list and who needs to get involved from the last few years?
Okay, Tom, to start, I have two questions. Number one, top 50 of the BB era, and yet I see 49 names. What's going on there?
That's a good point. As is often the case, the train got rolling downhill and it's out of the station and down the tracks before I realized that I had taken someone off, put someone back on, taken someone off again, and neglected to put somebody back on. I think it revolved around Fourier, to be honest. I think there was an issue where he knew that this was going on and wanted to know whether or not he was on the list or not. So
he made it.
He's on it.
Someone else came off and never went back
on. And
the
worst part of it was I realized after the list had begun, I was like at 37, and I said, I only got 36 names left here. So what we did is this rolled out one day at a time in the summer, and on July 4th, we did our holiday interlude.
Which was fine, and really, I'd say, one of the great moments in NBC Sports Boston history.
Listicle history.
Yes. Okay, now number two, this is much more important as it pertains to what we're talking about. How did you define what makes a good Patriot? Because they're all great,
right?
But the rankings could differ depending on a lot of different things.
Yeah, and this is, honest to God, this was the fun part of it, and everybody's definitions of these things are going to be different. But the first thing I went for was impact on the Patriots organization. How good were they while they were here? Also, how many Super Bowls did they win? How many were they involved in? Next, did they do something to the quote-unquote culture to be emblematic of being a New England Patriot? That's why we see, for instance, Matt Light, who was with the team in 2001, but also with the team through the 2011 Super Bowl, way up here, while Ty Law, a Hall of Famer, who was gone in 07, didn't have that same importance. I look at some of those guys, Phil, from that 08 to 2010 era, where they kept the train on the track, as being really vital. Guys like Mayo, guys like, really, Vince Wilfork. He didn't win as many Super Bowls, for instance, as Ty, because he wasn't here for as many, or as Seymour. But he was here all the way to 2011. Right. Actually, through 2014?
He was there for 2014.
That's why he's there.
Right. Logan Mankins would be a good person in that category, too. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Patriosity, I think, is how you put it when you initially wrote the top 50. And I think there has to be some of that, because there are certain guys, it's harder to define why they're so important for the Patriots. But important they are, so they got to be here.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, that's why I have Troy here. You know, you look at all these guys, and again, so many of these are in that early portion. These guys were done by 2010. Tom, boom, 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 boom.
Harrison, McGinnis.
So we could keep going.
Yeah.
Gronk being the only one who's up there. Now, what's going to be interesting, Phil, who jumps out at you as we look at this as guys who are going to have their positions reconfigured? And we're going to get to the guys who aren't even listed on here yet, i.e. your James White.
Well, and you can see. So you've got your 1 through 10 are listed in blue. Then you've got 11 through 20 in yellow.
They're
and
yellow.
We go all the way through.
That's
you've
a purple.
Got your purples, your greens.
That's a salmon.
And your salmons. The closest thing we have to red, and I think that's very appropriate, because I think these guys that are in the red range, Tom, they're all on the block.
We might have 15 guys going.
Not all of them are on the block. One of them in particular is going to get moved way the heck up. But the others are on the block.
Give me arrows, upward arrows on guys who probably should be heading up the list.
Okay.
This time when we do it.
Well, you've got Brian Waters at 50, Anthony Pleasant 49, Otis Smith 48, Christian Fourier 47, Dante Hightower 46 has to be.
He's an upward arrow.
Way up okay. At some point.
I'm figuring that we're by the time we're done, Zeus will be in the top 10. Boom Tower
wow.
will be a top 10 guy. He has to
very
be.
Very well could be.
Because
very
the
well
plays
could be.
That were made.
It's a loaded top 10 as it stands right now, though. So that's where the discussions are going to get difficult. Jarvis Green, Ben Watson, Bobby Hamilton, Daniel Graham, all important. I could see all of these guys, Tom, save for Hightower, being gone by the time we're finished with this.
All right. This is where we start to get into players, too, with a Tlaib or an Asante Samuel or a Darrell Revis, who's over here, who were excellent in their times with the Patriots. But we're here for just a little bit. Brian Waters fits there, too. But as we keep going up this list, who else has to go shooting up?
Shooting up, I would say, I think Slater has to be in that conversation, right? I mean, because all he's done since this list has come out is win two more Super Bowls, make a bunch of Pro Bowls, and really solidify himself as one of the best special teamers in the history of the sport.
I mean, the case is going to be made that he should be a Hall of Fame special teams player. It's still being made for Steve Tasker. It's going to be made for Matthew Slater. I think what also has to be stressed about Slater is his ability to give us content and opportunities to actually imitate his voice on a regular basis. For instance, Phil Perry does an incredible Matt Slater. Can he do it on call?
No.
Yes, he can. Phil?
My guy.
That's pretty good. We'll get some more later.
That's all you need right there, basically. He might be one of our guys who ends up firing up the list, though, Tom, I would think.
This was a hard one the first time around.
Lawyer Malloy there in the purple.
Because he
right
was gone by 03. He only won one Super Bowl, but he actually helped bridge the gap from Parcells to Belichick, and he had such sway in the early 2000s that he made sure that Belichick's message was carried forth to the masses. Additionally, good friend of Tom Brady's, those two, he actually worked to sell Brady, in my estimation, to the rest of the team.
He's somebody, though, who probably the further we get from his era here, Tom.
I'm not taking him off.
You're not taking him off, but he's going to fall. He's probably going to fall. Somebody like Antoine Smith. These guys haven't been around in 20 years.
Antoine Smith could be gone. Even though he's further up than Lawyer, I wonder if Lawyer's patriosity, even though he had one Super Bowl, will make him jump in over at Antoine.
There's a name in between both of these guys that's going to be another riser because, again, one of the leaders of the team to help them in the second portion of the dynasty has won two Super Bowls since we've done this, has become the voice of that defense in a lot of ways since we've done this, even since 2014, Tom. He has really upped his profile, and so that's somebody who might get a bump this time around.
And when you talk about that safety spot, and we're going to get to all of this, like I said, with the new guys who have to go on, when you talk about the other safety right now, Patrick Chung, who has just retired, we don't want to have too much recency bias where we put Patrick Chung's performance from 2013 to 2020 ahead of, say, for instance, Anthony Pleasant's or Ted Johnson's three Super Bowls and the things that he did in helping those happen. So we got a lot to plow through with some of these guys. Stick with me, though. His Gostkowski and Edelman, these guys, I don't know if Stephen Gostkowski is going to move much, even though he did have his signature kick in 2018 and changed his, the narrative around him just a smidge.
Sure.
But Julian Edelman has to perhaps go blue.
He might end up being in the blue. You said Dante Hightower might end up being in the blue. I mean, those are two guys that I think you'd be hard-pressed to argue against them being into that group. But then again, you got to bump two guys off of there. But he has to be higher than where he is right now. He's already pretty high, Tom, which is one of the things when I went back through your top 50 was a little surprising to me because he still hadn't had the Falcons catch. He still hadn't had the Super Bowl MVP, and he's right there in the top 20.
The reason I had him there then was from 2009 through 2015. That 2015 season, people forget how good Edelman was in the first 10 games of that year. I think he had 60 catches. He was on pace. Team was 10-0, I believe, at that point. He broke his foot. The season went kaput. He still came hard in the playoffs, had a 100-yard receiving game against Kansas City, and then the team failed to win at Denver the next week in 2015. But when you look at what Edelman had done that at that point, and he helped carry them in the 2014 playoffs, I said, you know what? That's kind of what you're looking for those bridge guys. Randy Jean Moss is going to be an issue.
Why do you say that?
He's got to go further down.
Well, no doubt. I mean, he fits that.
Pfeiffer's patriosity has him at 18.
That's another
here.
Surprise maybe for people that, again, the further removed you get from his tenure here in New England, you forget how important he was.
It's harder to explain why he was such a touchstone of, I think I got his number here. We're going to call some of these guys as the process goes along. And let me see if I think I have Pfeiffer's number.
I mean, he was somebody who, when you talk about setting a tone, establishing the culture, like, he's one of those guys. But do you look at him and say, David Andrews, who was the starting center for two Super Bowl teams, incredibly important to that offense, who do you look at as the more important guy?
And who's more important? Is it the guy who's there on the ground floor helping to lay the foundation?
Right.
Or is it the guy who's there helping to keep the building erect? Anyway, let's go into the Gronk. He's got to go higher, I think.
Gronk's going to go higher because, again, a guy who only, of course, he dealt with injury, but added to his list of accomplishments. I thought it was important off the bat. You mentioned guys that contributed to that Super Bowl appearance in 2017. They didn't win that one, but I think that game almost by itself added to the Gronk legend. But
yep.
2018, too, he has basically the game-winning catch there. So he's got to be, he's already at 9, Tom. And I look at this list and I say, it's tough to get a lot higher, but he should be higher.
You know what? Here's something that's interesting, though. When we're talking patriotism, when we're talking contributions to the team, I hate to do this because I like Rob Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski actively worked against the New England Patriots.
Well, they were trying to trade him.
Well, they were trying to trade him, but he also worked against them in not declaring his retirement. And he kind of mucked up the Jared Cook signing in the 2019 offseason? Yeah, that's 19.
Yeah.
So, is his patriotism diminished at all? He might just end up rocking steady at 9.
You think the positives and the negatives may end up balancing out?
I mean,
out.
If I'm going to use that as some kind of a measure, then I have to look at Gronk and say,
got to stick with it.
What you say can and will be used against you. And when you go down there, you know, and have a great time and say, Billy, you know, we get a situation.
Okay, but he's a blue. We're talking blue regardless.
We're staying rock steady. Brady's where he is. This is going to be fun.
Hey, thanks a lot. I hope you guys followed along on that audio-ally by ear. If you want to catch that on YouTube, like I said, go ahead and check that out there. Meanwhile, next week we are doing dedicated pods because I talked to a ton of people about this and what their input was on different arguments. And we're going to begin next week with Kevin Falk versus James White. Which third down back deserves to be higher on our list? You'll hear from Devin McCourty, Dion Branch, Ted Johnson, Christian Fourier, Scott Zolak, Dan Copen, Karen Garigian, me, and Phil on all of this. Enjoy.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.